My name is Harrison Pettit. I'm a partner in Pacific Ag, and I'm also in charge of business development, and I also manage some operational aspects of our supply chain.
Well, Harrison, we're going to talk specifically in your case about residue management and how specifically Pacific Ag helps growers and landowners with residue management. Tell us a little bit about that.
The idea is that the residue management is unlocking value for a grower. And one of the unique things about what we've done is we're connecting and understanding servicing growers working on their ground, helping develop a residue management program that is tailored to the specific grower and their field. And we're linking that with a long-term, year-round asset in the form of a bioenergy conversion plant. So it's the first time that the expertise of a company like Pacific Ag has been matched with a long-term marketplace. And what that really means for the grower is a chance to unlock value that hasn't existed before.
Well, since this is kind of a new concept for many growers in the Midwest, having another company come in and handle residue management for them, how would you suggest a grower determine how they, if they should participate in the program?
The first thing is to figure out, are you within a 100-mile radius of Hugoton, Kansas? Are you in a reasonable proximity to the plant? And then if you're a corn grower, a wheat grower, a milo grower, any of those are in your rotation, then you really ought to give us a call and contact us. And in other words, if you're interested in learning more about how this residue management program can benefit your ground and benefit your bank account, then we want to talk, because we can bring out a harvest manager that covers your area specifically and talk about your ground, your farming conditions, your schedule, your cropping and rotation system, and figure out, can we develop a program that makes sense?
If a grower is within a reasonable proximity of the Hugoton, Kansas cellulosic ethanol plant and they decide to go ahead with this, how would they begin? How do you begin the program?
Well, a couple ways to do that. One is just to give us a call, 620-544-8522. That's the main number of our office in Hugoton. Our harvest managers live in the area. These are long-term residents, and you see our guys around, it just stop them. Or if you see our equipment working in the area, feel free to come and start the conversation. Stop them, engage, discuss the unique aspects of your ground and your experience. You know, this is an exploration process. We're not creating a binding obligation. Even when the grower and our harvest managers realize that this makes sense, the grower has the final say whether Pacific Ag is going to harvest up until the very day of scheduled harvest. And that's just because this is a long-term relationship. So we want growers to feel comfortable that they're in charge and that it has to work for them.
Well, you mentioned how this could benefit their bank account, but also, you know, these growers generally have to get loans every year at the beginning of the growing season. So how does this help?
Well, if you think about it this way, is that you've got this alignment of a company like Pacific Ag that has these years of experience that they're bringing to this and sharing with growers locally. And you've got this fixed asset, this plant that's now up and running. You're really unlocking new value. And like any other new income stream, it strengthens and diversifies the return from a grower's operation over a long term. And that is a value to the community at large, because it's new dollars that are coming into the community that strengthens the economic profile of a grower's operation and their relationship with the bank. The bankers then see a new line item of revenue coming in. You know, everybody wins.
There may be other companies that are getting involved in this type of residue management and helping to supply biomass to cellulosic ethanol plants. What is the advantage of a grower going to Pacific Ag versus any other company?
Well, Pacific Ag has been doing this for 16 years. We've been in Kansas operating since 2011. But we bring this experience. I mean, let's face it, in our 16 years, we've made our share of mistakes, as everyone does in any kind of a growing business. But we've learned a lot of things over the years, and so we want to share the benefits of that experience and turn that into long-term returns for growers. So we want to share what we've learned to unlock value for growers. So what are some of those things? Well, to start with, we realized a long time ago that we built our business by providing excellent service to the grower. That's where everything begins, frankly, where it ends. If we don't create a long-term relationship that is providing service to the grower and their ground, then this, then everything stops. And we do that by first being responsive, responsive to their schedules, responsive to their needs, and we're capable of doing that because we have the largest fleet of harvest equipment in the nation. And that's what allows us to get in and get on their ground, meet their schedules, and get on and off and out of their way. The other thing is we provide prompt payment, and money does matter. Backing up activity with payment makes a difference. So we pay 50% at harvest and 50% when the stack is moved. And like I said, we are linked to a long-term market, a stable market for residue. We're building the largest crop residue program in the country, so we're not here today and gone tomorrow like a lot of commodity or feed markets. Our market needs are year-round, and they're long-term. I mean, these plants are being built to operate for 30 years. So that gives us a long time to create a stable market and a demand source. So the last item really focuses back on that notion of service. We're tailoring to the grower's needs, to their cropping and rotation cycle, to the soil moisture and wind erosion issues that they have to deal with year after year. Whether it's a double crop format where they're going corn into wheat, or down to things like the stalk height that they want to leave, we pay careful attention to all those things. And that's what we've learned over the years, is those details matter. And that's how we built our business.
Well, you talked about being within 100 miles of the Hugoton, Kansas plant. That's the Abengoa cellulosic plant that just started into full commercial production. Explain why you need to be within that proximity.
Because this product on a per-ton basis is not very valuable, not like corn grain or other primary crops, even though we're densifying it through a baler, you still can't transport it very far. That's just kind of the nature of this business. And so Hugoton is in southwest Kansas. And so if you were to draw a circle of 100-mile radius, you're talking about going into the panhandle of Oklahoma and Texas. You're talking about a little bit of eastern Colorado, and you're talking about that southwestern quadrant of Kansas. So that's effectively what we call a supply shed. It's like the concept of a watershed being drawn in to supply water resources. This is a supply shed for a plant, and there's more than enough acres in supply of material in there. So it's really a question of working with growers that understand the value to their ground and to their bank account that this sort of operation can be built on, and it's building that relationship year after year, so we're understanding their needs better. They're becoming more reliant and trusting of the service that we're providing for them.
Are you looking at getting other cellulosic plants to be suppliers for?
Well, we're the biggest independent supplier also for the DuPont plant, which is probably going to open up in the first quarter of next year. So that's a project we've been working on and working with DuPont for now. This is our fifth year of providing harvest services. And also, we are carefully studying the crop residue marketplace in terms of locations where we can work with Abengoa, DuPont, and other companies that are commercializing technology to build out similar supply sheds and supply chains to support these commercial bioconversion processes. Because of our unique experience to understand exactly what drives the costs of operation, we could apply that knowledge to the unique supply of residue that areas potentially have, and it gives us a glimpse into where really are some of the more low-cost locations to build these projects out. It's something that our experience has helped us to understand.
All right. Well, Harrison, that's all the specific questions I have. I guess if growers want to know more besides calling you, they can also go to your website, pacificag.com.
Come to our website, pacificag.com. Again, anybody you see wearing a hat or a logo with Pacific Ag on it, feel free to come and shake their hand, get a business card. We will be very responsive. We get up every day very excited about what we do. Most people have to tell us to stop talking about it. We think it's incredibly exciting that this transformation is happening in the rural agricultural communities, because there's probably 100 million tons of sustainably harvestable corn stover alone in the 9 U.S. Corn Belt states. So there's a lot of potential for bioconversion of this crop residue into fuels and chemicals, and a host of products that we see technology slowly but surely developing, being commercialized over the next 10 to 20 years.
Thank you very much. Once again, that's Harrison Pettit with Pacific Ag at the website pacificag.com. www.harvestmanagers.com. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.